This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. At Skype username lrn.fm, and our Discord on-air call-in line is available to you. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can jump in that chat room, and then we can put you on the air that way. So three different ways that you can get your voice on the radio here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
For those of you just tuning in, the last hour was basically all talk about the statue takedown requests, demands by some people out there that want to see, let's say, Confederate statues taken down or former presidents who own slaves now. That's what we were getting into with Thomas Jefferson statue under controversy at Hofstra University in New York. And then, Mark, you hadn't even gotten into the story about Washington. Apparently, he had a church that was the church that he attended.
That's right.
Is it named after him or just the church that he attended?
Just the church he attended. The Daily Mail has a story here, and this one isn't new. I've just been holding it from October of last year, but it says George Washington's own church is removing a plaque in his honor because he owned slaves.
So scrubbing any kind of mention of Washington from the church history, basically.
Right. He attended the Christ Church in Alexandria for more than 20 years and bought one of its pews in 1773 when it opened. A stone plaque that reads, "In memory of George Washington," is displayed on the left side of the altar, but will be taken down. A plaque honoring Confederate leader Robert E. Lee will also be removed.
Now, that, in that case, is also private property. To where they can make that decision. It's their church. They certainly can do that. But it is a strange decision to make, given that, you know, the church has a certain history, and the church bears some blame, right? Like, you, the church, allowed people who had slaves to attend your church. That was not something that was considered, you know, unusual at that time. And obviously the church changed its viewpoints about that.
Right.
And
that's
here's
one
why
of the,
things, the church changed its viewpoints
right,
about that.
And that's one of the things is that, I mean, at some point, everybody changed their viewpoint. If you want to extol the Quakers and say that these are the great people that brought down slavery in this country, and there's a lot of...
They did a lot to do it.
There's a great argument from John Woolman on, but John Woolman was a young Quaker who decided he could no longer work as a clerk filling out bills of sale for people.
Oh, wow.
Meaning that he was working for Quakers that were buying and selling people. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you when Woolman was born and this occurred, but my guess is that you're talking sometime in the 1700s. I'd have to take a look just to make sure that that was true. But, I mean, you know, so the Quakers didn't believe it. When in history does one have to have come to the conclusion that chattel slavery, however you want to say it, chattel slavery in this country was unacceptable? And obviously, the sooner the better, but everybody kind of came to their own conclusions, and they all lived in a world where they had to deal with the reality that some people were owned, some people were in labor contracts that looked a lot like slavery. Mm-hmm. And frankly, being a free person at that time wasn't the greatest life either. Of 85% of people living in abject poverty, really awful conditions, and these sort of dirt floors and these sorts of things, using outhouses, nothing great. I mean,
sure.
The poorest person today lives better than the richest person from 150 years ago.
Far better.
Yeah.
In the United States.
Yes, in the United States, here in the United States. I mean, you could be talking about places around the world where they're certainly much poorer. The one difference I can see, and you pointed out at one point, Ian, is that the rich people had lots of labor. That labor was cheap. But other than that, they didn't have they have smartphones. They didn't have indoor plumbing.
Yeah, no air conditioning, no ice.
Yeah.
Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Larry is listening in Indianapolis via WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
How you doing, Mark?
Hey.
Hey, Larry.
Hi there.
Hey, you know, I'm a black man, right?
I knew that.
Yes.
And slavery is the most merciful thing that could ever happen to us throughout history. We will bother this country. Now, just listen to what I'm talking about.
I'm listening. I want to hear it. Whatever you're going to say, I would probably go to prison for saying. I just want to hear it.
Okay, we will bother this country, not like of the Middle Passage where they said so many of us was lost. We were brought here as breeding stock. When you have breeding stock, you have just a few prized specimens that you bring to start to breed your cattle in another land. That's what happened, right? So about 10,000 of us were brought to this country. What happened is that the cotton gin got invented in 1830, right?
Bye, black man.
There were 2 million slaves, not about 12 million here in that time, right? The states that you talked about, Delaware, Maryland, the District of Columbia, Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky is our neighboring state. They bred the most slaves. But what happened is they bred slaves. And the Southerners were mad about that because they were taxing the slaves there in the District of Columbia, marching them down the plantation at $2,000 a head. So that's why they wanted to go to the Caribbean, and they wanted to go to what they call the Golden Triangle to breed their own slaves. But they weren't going to hear that. That's one of the reasons they had the Civil War. The slaves were commerce. The planters in the Southland, I read a book by King Cotton. I already knew about it anyway, but the planters were in debt up to their eyeballs and had mortgaged their crops and everything to the people who were called factors, which would take control of their crops. And you have a store set up, and when they get the payment off of their crops, they wouldn't have nothing. So them and the slaves were just starving to death, and the factors were coming down, scooping up all the money. So when we talk about slavery, I can't deny slavery. I can't deny any part of it, because if I do, I deny my own existence here in this country. They should have let slavery continue and work itself out naturally. Don't cut me off, please.
I'm not. Anyway, go on.
Throughout history that I've read about, the slaves have always taken control of whatever civilization they work for because they were doing all the work, right?
Yeah.
And you know what else would have happened? Technology would have worked slavery out. But what happened as we came up and we did get freed inadvertently and prematurely, there were laws put in place, the Jim Crow laws, the segregation laws, to keep us in our communities. And we were developing, doing fine, just fine on our own into a certain segment of the black community, led by Martin Luther King and other people like him who wanted to be in with the white people. They destroyed all that. They came along and said,
There were lots of instances where people would come into the black community, white people would come into the white men would come into the black community, and they would burn down houses, they'd take somebody off and hang them for some crime that may or may not have occurred, and they do a whole variety of things. And every time it seemed like the black community was getting its legs up underneath it, really getting rocking, really, really smoking along, then wham, somebody's got to go and set fire to the business district.
There you go. That would have been worked out over time. You have to suffer to establish yourself in a country where you have been bought and you have been protected as property, and your pioneers have been allowed to establish you in this country. That was a merciful thing that the white people done for us. But our own people, Martin Luther King, they need to be pulling this statue down because he destroyed our whole way of life. He destroyed. I mean, you can look at history right now and see these people out here talking now that have benefited from what he done. They were the ones that came out and wanted to destroy their brothers and sisters and sell them into slavery. I'll go to the Bible. I'll go to Exodus 21:16, where it says, if you sell your brother into slavery, you shall surely be put to death. That has happened many a times. The African soldiers, what happened to them? They're being put to death now. Martin Luther King, he was put to death immediately for what he done. So I just think that we need
Martin
to reevaluate
King didn't
that.
Didn't sell slaves. Yeah, he's confused about
he's
what
saying
he's
saying. That he took the black people and sold them to the white people by trying to
sold them out.
Yeah, sold them out.
Hey, Larry, shocking statements from Larry.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I don't know how to respond to it. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I guess you could argue that in some cases people's living standards were increased by being brought here. It's Free Talk.
This is Darryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that at you. We'll have the live Saturday edition of the program here. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join us on the Discord chat, where we've got an on-air call-in line room there at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, and we mentioned Bitcoin to you earlier in the show. Bitcoin was the creator of all of this cryptocurrency craze, where there are now hundreds, over 1,000, 1,500 the last time I looked, different cryptocurrencies out there in the world. And I'm going to CoinMarketCap here to get the latest number. We're closing in on 1,600 cryptocurrencies, according to CoinMarketCap, 1,596 of them.
And that just counts cryptocurrencies. Does that count ERC-20 tokens?
Good question,
Mark. It would count some of them, yeah.
It's huge. It's a huge world. $265 billion market cap is the total value of all cryptocurrencies out there. But how do you choose which ones in which to invest?
Especially if you don't know what an ERC-20 token is.
Indeed. Well, Zencash is definitely an option to be considering. It is one of the newer cryptocurrencies out there. Started in 2017 by voluntarists, by liberty-minded people, by people that care about freedom, people that understand economics, and they are the creators of Zencash. It's a secure cryptocurrency. It is an anonymous system. It has the zero-knowledge anonymity built right into it, which is awesome. And so you've got protection with Zencash. You've also got the protection of over 7,500 secure nodes, which means that Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. The more
it's now
nodes,
over 8,000.
It's over 8,000 now?
Yeah.
The more nodes, the more difficult it is to take this system down.
It's more secure,
yeah. It's impossible to stop it, and it's more secure. Zencash is also a platform for communications. You can send encrypted messages over Zencash. So go and learn more about Zencash, because you got to do your due diligence over at Zencash.com. You can read the white paper, Zencash.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls, your thoughts about what's on your mind. We go to Brian. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Brian.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good topic. Hey, listen.
Thanks.
I want to read a little bit from Abraham Lincoln's debate with Stephen Douglas in September of 1858, when he was running for the Senate seat in Illinois. These are Lincoln's own words in this debate, okay? And I'm gonna read a little bit, and I'm gonna skip down, so bear with me a minute. Then I want to talk about Robert E. Lee and his choice to side with the state of Virginia. But we got a lot to unpack here. You got a lot of irons in the fire. This is a great topic. So here's Lincoln's own words when he was asked about the black race. He said, "I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of being about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black race. I am not, nor ever have been, in favor of making voters jurors of Negroes, nor of qualifying them to hold office." Now I'm going to skip down here, and the very last part of this says, "And in as so much as they cannot live together, while they do remain together, there must be a position of superiority and inferiority. And I, as much as any other man, am in the favor of having the superiority position assigned to the white race." So for the gentleman in Alabama, when he goes and takes his children to see a Lincoln monument, remind your children that that's Lincoln's own words about the black race. Because everybody back then was racist. It's just how it was.
Not John Brown.
Lincoln
was scum. I mean, he was a tyrant. I'm glad you shared those quotes tonight, because we've shared things like that in the past on various different discussions we've had about him.
Listen, he tried to put Supreme Court Chief Justice under house arrest during the war because he disagreed with one of the arguments that he ruled against Lincoln.
Threw newspapermen in jail for printing stories.
Yeah,
he's locking up journals.
He down over 300 newspapers across the North who and jailed editors. That's why he suspended the writ of habeas corpus that railed against him in the war. Now let's move on so you guys can discuss that about Lincoln. Now let's talk about Robert E. Lee, one of the most amazing American military men that the United States has ever produced, okay? Winfield Scott offer him total control of the Union Army, okay, before Virginia seceded from the Union. Robert E. Lee went home to Arlington Mansion, which is now Arlington National Cemetery, which the Union stole from the Lee family. That's a whole other can of worms. But he went home and paced up and down for a night and decided that he could not draw his sword against his native state. And here's the reason why. Because back then, people identified by their state as right. Virginia or Tar Heel or, you know, or Pennsylvania or North right. Carolinian. Nowadays, we are just all Americans. So, you know, states' rights was a big issue back then. And that's why he could not draw his sword against his native state. But, you know, and to the gentleman who says that the Nazis are like the Confederates. Now, I'm shifting gears again, so I'm in third gear. Gentlemen, bear with me, and I appreciate the time.
Go ahead,
Confederacy,
man.
The Confederate States of America seceded lawfully under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Now, you should do a little bit of basic history research before you compare the Confederates to the Nazis. The Nazis killed over 6 million Jews, wanted to rule all of Europe. The Confederates wanted to be left alone, okay? Left alone.
Left now, alone to own people.
Okay, now hang on. Now, Larry, the gentleman from Indianapolis here, there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. The cotton gin would have ended slavery without a war. And the United States on that
Agreed.
Part is the United States is the only civilized country in the world to end slavery by a civil war.
Yep.
So Larry has a lot of good points.
Yeah.
And he
Every other country in the world
proof.
Just ended it through more natural means
exactly,
and didn't have to kill
exactly.
each other over it.
So the Confederates were not trying to overthrow the United States government. They wanted to secede from the government lawfully, just like the northern New England states during the War of 1812 when James Madison started that war with Britain. The New England states threatened to secede from the Union because they didn't want to have a war with Britain and they didn't want to send troops to help fight against Britain. Look that up. That's a little bit of historical fact.
The New England states were trying to secede over slavery, too. They were upset that the southern states had been allowed to get away with that.
Right. And here's another thing. Economically, the war of northern aggression, the war for southern independence, was about money. In 1860, the federal budget was $90 million. Now listen, hang on, oh, this is crazy. Now through tariffs, because they didn't have income tax, through tariff, what was king? Cotton was the main, cotton and tobacco. So through tariffs, sucked from the southern states to Washington, they fueled the Industrial Revolution of the North, and they gave no money return to the southern states. That was
right.
a big gripe.
It definitely was an
they
issue.
Were,
it was
they
a big gripe.
Were gonna, they were going to raise the tariffs from like 15%
and they were targeting the South as compared to the northern manufacturers
right.
specifically as well.
So,
Brian, amazing call. Wow, we've just had some incredible callers here tonight. So much interesting information. You're welcome to share yours with us. And thanks for the call, Brian. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about My Pillow and Mark's Pillow. These are the pillows that we've been using for the last few years now. I would say like almost 3 years maybe. Since we got into the MyPillow product here on Free Talk Live.
I think the biggest testimony I can make personally for the pillow is that I carry it with me now when I travel. I never carried a pillow with me before when I traveled. So it's that important to me. It holds my head and neck in the proper position, which helps me avoid neck pain, which was always an issue for me. If you get headaches, this is a first place you ought to try.
Yeah.
For $50 relief for headaches.
50, 60, somewhere in that range. Yeah. I'm not sure what the exact price is right now.
Nor am I. I'm not attempting to quote prices, but I'm trying to give you a ballpark here. And further, you can wash this thing. So,
washer, dryer, it's designed for that. It's
right.
A great product. And
my wife used to go bananas over how dirty my pillow was because I guess
what
I
do you
sweat.
Do?
Right?
What do you do?
What do you
that?
Do? Well, how do you clean a pillow?
You can clean the cover, but that's it. With regular pillows. With my pillow, you can put the whole thing in the washer and dryer. And you can go to mypillow.com, use code FTL, you'll get 50% off of your my pillow. And if you don't like it for some reason, you might not. You can send it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back within the first 60 days.
Yeah.
Within the first 60 days. After that, if you decide to keep it, it's got a 10-year warranty. So they really do stand behind their product, and that says a lot to me. MyPillow.com, code FTL for 50% off. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Steve is on the line. He's in Little River, South Carolina, listening to WRNN. Hello, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking that call.
Yes, sir.
I was just learned today that the British Empire, under King William IV, banned slavery in their empire in 1832.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So anyway, going back to 1788, when the Constitution was being formed, written, and ratified, one of the principles that the Southern states went along with was that after 20 years, there would be no more slave trade coming into the United States.
Yep, that sounds, that number sounds correct, and that's yep. That's what happened.
So in 1808, the importation of slaves ended. Now, going back to Jefferson, when in the latter years of Jefferson's life, after he was president, he was in debt. I think apparently his debt was about $270,000 he owed, which might translate to 2 to 4 million at today's standard.
It's good numbers.
You said so Jefferson had $200,000 debt?
Yeah.
To whom?
$270,000.
To whom?
To debtors.
Okay, gotcha.
Creditors. Yes, yes. And the Virginia laws on slavery, there was many laws on slavery, but the Virginia laws on slavery, if you were to free your slave, you would have to be able to support them for so many years before you could free them. And Jefferson didn't have the money to take care of all of these slaves.
Huh.
Right.
Interesting.
So that and there is an incident. I can't remember the guy.
So he can't free them because he would be legally required to support them when they weren't slaves?
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Huh.
So even if he wanted to, and he was a law-abiding citizen, of course, because he was helpful with making the laws at the time. He was a law-abiding citizen, so he had to follow the law. So it was beyond his power to free his slaves because he couldn't afford to free.
So we can blame the government for that one, then.
The slave laws of Virginia actually were the laws that prevented him from doing that. And he certainly couldn't go against the laws of Virginia, his home state, which he was even the governor of.
Well, he could, but in his position, it would be pretty risky for him to do that. So I understand where you're coming from. There's always civil disobedience, but most people don't want to.
Well, you know, what kind of conditions would be that these people, remember, there were like 100 of them, I can't remember exactly how many slaves that they had at the time of his death, what kind of conditions would they have ended up in if they basically, you know, no money, goodbye?
Yeah, good point.
I mean,
yeah,
what would your life
be like? No money, no land. So it was
stuck between a bad choice and a worse choice, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, I'd like to get into the Sally Hemings thing, if I may.
Is this the slave that he had babies with, or a baby, at least a baby with?
Right.
Okay. Now, that DNA report came out in 1998. All right. And the report said that the first report said that Jefferson had, there was DNA of Jefferson's family in the, I think it was the youngest son lineage. And apparently a so-called historian named Joseph Ellis ran with that information. And he was a Clinton supporter. So he ran with that information, and there was a lot of articles in the mainstream media that claimed that Jefferson was the father of some of Sally Hemings' children. Later, but that's not what the DNA indicates. There was no male heirs from the Jefferson family to be tested. His only sons were died as children.
Okay.
The now.
So what did the DNA indicate?
The DNA indicated that somebody in Jefferson's family, male in Jefferson's family, had been responsible for, I believe it was the fifth son. Might have been the first son, but it was the fifth son that somebody in Jefferson's family. DNA, there was Jefferson's DNA, but there was 26 male Jefferson family members in that area at the time. Now, Jefferson's younger brother was apparently he's probably the most possible person that may have impregnated Sally.
So you're saying the claim that it was Thomas Jefferson who impregnated her is false, but it's not clear who the Jefferson. It may be false because it's not clear which Jefferson it was?
Correct. Now,
when I was in Monticello about 2 years ago, they didn't seem to be a real mystery around who the father of Sally Hemings, at least
for
children.
A lot of foundations in the United States, including the Ford Foundation, et cetera, and so forth, are run by progressives. And perhaps the Monticello historians are basically progressives. Now, I get my information, and you can check this out, and I think you might enjoy reading, by a historian named David Barton.
David Barton?
Yes.
Okay.
David Barton has a business, a publishing company called Wall Builder. He has a book called Jefferson Lies.
Jefferson
Lies? Jefferson Lies, L-I-E-S. Yes, what? Jefferson Lies. And
so he's trying to debunk the various different things that he says are lies about Thomas Jefferson, basically?
Yes, there's a lot of lies about Thomas Jefferson.
I suspect there are.
It's more exciting to think that Thomas Jefferson knocked up Sally Hemings than it is to think that his nephew did.
Well, yeah, especially by the progressives.
Steve, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Interesting allegations. I don't know what the truth is. And I don't imagine it's particularly easy to get DNA samples from way back.
Corpses. It's not. Obviously not very easy. I don't know. I mean, you know, so we got somebody who's making a claim. You can choose to read the book or not read the book. What do I know? These things are mysteries lost to time, and I can't really make a statement one way or the other. I mean, show me the DNA before is what I want to know.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, you can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, the Pope has announced that hell's not a thing, apparently. We'll come back and talk about that. It's Free Talk Live. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you will have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us in the Discord on air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. We launched Discord shortly thereafter launching the Twitch channel, which is where you can go to watch the show if for some reason you want to do that. We've got an HD form, so you get 720p, very nice, crisp, clean picture. Looks good over at twitch.lrn.fm. Twitch also has a built-in chat room there.
High-definition picture of two guys sitting in a radio show.
It's true.
Radio room.
Sometimes a close-up on you.
Yeah.
And it's there. It's free. You can actually, one of the neatest things about Twitch is you can follow the channel. And I think we've got like 250 or 240 followers. So thank you. That's just within the last 3 months. So thanks to everybody who's hit the follow button on us. But yeah, if you got a Twitch account, you register for a Twitch account, you follow the channel, and then you turn the notifications on, you can either get email notifications, or if you've got the Twitch app on your phone, you can actually get a, you know, ding notification in your phone's notification area that we're live. Whenever it is we go live, it'll let you know. So it's a great way to be aware of the times when we're live. Now you know we're live the same times every single night, 7 nights a week, from 7 to 10 at night Eastern, but sometimes it's nice to have a reminder about that sort of thing. So go to twitch.lrn.fm. That's where you can watch us when we're live. And there is a chat room, as I said, on Twitch. It tends to be not so busy compared to our Discord chat, which you can access at discord.lrn.fm. But sometimes the Twitch chat is hopping. Tonight is not one of those nights. But the Discord chat is very, very busy over at discord.lrn.fm. So watch us at twitch.lrn.fm and chat with sometimes the hosts, sometimes and always other listeners over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to Pericles. He's on the line calling us from Virginia in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI-FM. Hello, Pericles.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
All right. I'd love to chime in on that Pope stuff, but you didn't get to that yet. But anyway.
On the what stuff? Pope.
On the Pope. I heard,
you can comment on that, please. I mean, by all means, the Pope, as I understand it, has said that hell doesn't exist. We can get the supposed quote here in a moment, but the Vatican is trying to run that back and say, he didn't say what this reporter said that he said. Your thoughts, Pericles.
Well, the thing about this current sitting Pope, number one, first Jesuit Pope in 600 years, right? So
what does that mean? What is a Jesuit Pope?
I'll tell you what that means. A Jesuit Pope. A Jesuit in general, okay? You have to understand the Jesuit faction of the Catholic Church would be the militant faction of the Catholic Church, if
okay.
you will. Okay?
Huh.
Now, they have a doctrine that they swear an oath to, And part of their doctrine is to infiltrate, assimilate, and then annihilate every form of religion and government so they could take over and run things the way they want to. Now, what I'm getting at is this. They have their
own. That's an old doctrine, right? It's not working out for them.
I can't remember everything because it's too much information. I don't have my stuff in front of me. But what I'm getting at is they have a very strict value system and belief system that they swear a blood oath to. Okay? This is outside of the Catholic
Jesuits.
Church. It's the Jesuits I'm talking about. Okay? So now, that being said, this Pope has been saying and doing things that are contrary to church doctrine since he's been in. And one of them would be this. Now, whether you're a Christian or not, okay, Christian is non-confrontational. So you're not going to say to somebody, you're going to go to hell because you don't have Christ. What you would say is, I can guarantee you salvation if you do have Christ. But the thing is,
there are definitely some Christians that will, hold on, there are definitely some evangelical Christians out there who will absolutely say you're going to go to hell if you don't have Christ.
I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is, I'm splitting the atom here. But what I'm getting at is, a good Christian would never condemn anybody. I think we could all agree on that, according to that doctrine, right?
So, depends on which Christian you're talking about, but there are Christians who wouldn't do it.
I like the notion. How's that?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you like the notion, okay? So that being said, whether you agree with the faith system of Christianity, this Pope has literally denied Christ, okay? Now he's denying hell.
So he's denied Christ?
I'm not familiar with this part.
Okay, he's denied Christ in this sense, okay? He's accepted that all paths are the same path leading to God, okay? Now, I'm not saying...
That's not exactly what the statement was, according to the article, and we can get as
well, he's talking about a previous occurrence.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you everything that this Pope has said or hasn't said. I don't follow him very closely.
Don't the Catholics believe that, just to clarify here, and I'm not a Catholic, I'm a pantheist.
Ladies and gentlemen, get prepared for a really ignorant statement.
This is a question. It's not a statement. There's a big difference between a question and a statement, Mark. Questions are how people cure ignorance. So the question,
ladies and gentlemen, do Catholics not believe in child slavery?
No. What I was going to ask is, don't they believe that the Pope's got a direct line to God? That when the Pope speaks,
and here we go. All right, here's some history for you. He's called the Vicar of God. You know what the original Latin definition of vicar is?
No.
It's replacement. It's replacement. It's actually better than replacement. It's same as replacement. In other words, in lieu of, this will do. This is equal to. Okay? That's what the original vicar title is. So this is where you have the Eastern Church split with the Western Church, because the Eastern Church was like, no, there is no guy that represents Christ. Christ represents Christ, right? So the Catholic Church is like, no, the Pope, which is really Father, represents Jesus here on earth, which is a ridiculous statement because we're all men and none of us are that good. You know what I'm saying? We're not perfect. That's why we
I think
Christ.
That everybody should have their own personal connection with God or the universe or whatever it is you want to refer to it as.
Absolutely, because in that sense, all paths lead to him.
So basically you're acknowledging that it is true that Catholics do believe that the Pope has, you know, essentially...
Yeah, I think that's a fair bet. So Peter was given the keys to the kingdom, and the popes are supposed to be, an unbroken line, not... biological, not a genetic line.
Correct.
From Peter. But the keys are handed down from Pope to Pope, Peter being the first Pope. This is the notion. This is one of the things that has caused, schisms within the church.
Right.
Many of them. Over
and
time.
We are going to talk more about it coming up here. I'm glad you got the comment. Pericles, did you want to say something about the statues while you were here?
Yeah, please let me get that in. Sorry. I got off on a tangent. That was my intent to call about the...
I was still curious to hear what you had to say, and thanks for doing
that.
So go ahead.
I appreciate that. All right. Now, look, real quick, I'll keep it tight. The original wording didn't say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay?
Nope.
The original wording was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. Okay?
Yep.
Now you could argue any way you want about these guys, slave ownership and all this stuff. They can look back at us right now, this conversation, and pick us apart one day in the future, calling us all kinds of stuff. So we're talking about imperfect men trying to establish something, and I'm going to give them a little leeway and think they were thinking towards the future. So somebody in that room said, All right, take this word property out because not everybody there was into slavery. And everybody's got to accept that little notion, too. You know what I'm saying? You can't pin them all as being a bunch of maniac slaveholders that were just concerned for their own self-interest. A lot of them, yeah, but not
everybody. They disagreed. They absolutely disagreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So no matter what, if you look at world history before then and after then, and look at this document that we hold, the Constitution, I'm telling you right now, as a Greek named Pericles, the father of democracy, this is the best document written by man to protect everyone's freedoms right now. Because you and me and everyone who's calling in, not savages. They understand history. They understand that we are imperfect. But that document, if allowed to just breathe a little bit and everybody respects everybody's personal freedoms a little bit better in this country, I'm telling you, it's the best thing that we have.
Which document are we talking about? Are we talking about the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence? Okay, the Constitution.
No, I'm talking about the Constitution, but I also...
It hasn't done a very good job of it, I mean, all things considered.
I mean, the Constitution doesn't run around with a sword stabbing bad people. The Constitution is a document, and the politicians who are empowered by the document do whatever the hell they want, and the Americans, which are supposed to protect the document, that's the notion, they don't. So what we have is...
Well, we need to become we the people again.
What does that mean?
You guys are doing it.
What does that
what
mean?
What you guys are doing. What you guys are doing. You guys
yeah, but doing I want to secede. Hold on. I'm not interested in the United States federal government. I want to see New Hampshire and Texas.
In freedom, brother. You're interested in freedom.
Yeah,
you're
right.
You're interested in freedom.
And okay. That is the contradiction. Government is the contradiction of freedom. I mean, it is the antithesis of it.
I understand that. I'm not going to defend what we're calling the government here as far as that's a great system. What I'm saying is the document, if you read it, does protect freedom.
The ideas are very, very fine. There's a lot of great ideas in the Bill of Rights. And I thank you for the call, Pericles.
And I sure wish they'd have abided by the Constitution. That would have been awesome.
But as we've been through the Bill of Rights, we've done this in the past.
We've got high schoolers marching against the document today.
Well, and we've been through it. They've basically gone astray from every single one of the rights supposedly enshrined by that bill. There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.